Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Stephen Woodcock, Head of Risk Management at Terra FX. How are you today, Stephen?
I'm very well, Zach, thank you.
You recovered from the election. Were you up all night?
I was, yeah.
Well, actually on the market?
So yeah, I was at the desk, I was at the desk. No, on the Thursday, I was in at 6 o'clock Thursday morning, worked till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I went home, something to eat, came back for midnight, but I came back at midnight and I'd missed the move, basically.
Well, exactly.
So it happened at 10 o'clock on the exit poll.
So. Exactly. So that was incredibly accurate. Everything else had been totally wrong, which is, it's not surprising now because the bookies were wrong, pollsters were wrong, all the experts were wrong. I mean, I don't know why they bother, really.
Well, it is becoming quite odd, isn't it? The polls, obviously, I don't know. I take no notice of them anyway. But like you say, the exit poll was correct. But at one stage, obviously, it looked like it wasn't going to be, didn't it? But no, it's... I'm quite amused because I if you'd have sort of, on Friday, walking around London, you would have thought Labour won the election. I'm a little bit confused as to the mentality of people.
Morally, they did, obviously.
No, morally, they did gain 28 seats. Christ almighty. And we're being told that if they run the election tomorrow, Labour will win.
Well, that's...
They've got to do very well.
Yeah. So there was the move down, probably about the smallest move you could have given the result, just a couple of cents. Bigger move, I suppose, against the euro. Maybe that's the proper barometer now.
But the bigger move wasn't the case. Basically, we came off 2 cents against the dollar at 10 o'clock, when there's a thin market. Yeah. And as I said when I came on last week, sterling's got some depth in it these days. That's why we're seeing it's been controlled very well. And I think sterling's performed brilliantly. We're 127, I left the office with 127.40.
Yeah.
We've come down from 129.20 on the eve of the election. And euro sterling as well. I mean, really hasn't done too much. So... I think sterling's performed very well, but we were 129.20. We had 130 as a psychological levelling cable, and it worked. You know, we just eased off on the exit poll and then did nothing. I mean, I sat there all night, and total move for the whole night from midnight till 8 o'clock in the morning was probably about 250 points. The whole move, down, up, you know. And it was basically what was happening was when Labour got another Tory scalp, if you like. Sterling generally came off about 70 cents.
Yes.
And then immediately rallied back.
So that was interesting during the night. I mean, I was actually keen enough to be watching it for some of the time. But it literally was, Labour got a seat and it would fall from 127.70 to 127.10. Or
yeah, that's right.
Even, and then back up again.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what it did. And it was, we have psychological 130. As I said as well, 126.5 was support. And that's it went down to 126.37 or something on the night, then rallied. And, we haven't been down there again yet.
So the markets are behaving as if Theresa May won a proper majority or, like... 50
well, no, I think the markets are behaving just very well. Even on the night, there wasn't loads of sterling going through. It's probably one of the quietest events I've ever seen in my time in the city. But like I said last week, sterling is trading with some depth at the moment, whereas years ago... nights like that, you could have a 10 cent move, and all right, we had it on the Brexit vote, but this vote, really did very little, which shows really, was the market positioned for it or what, but generally lack of interest because what really happened.
Okay.
You know.
All right, and so away from cable, what's interesting in the market at the moment?
Well, actually, the market's a tad dull. at the moment. It's been. I'm hoping we've just had the half term break, and we do get these quiet sort of periods during half term. A lot of people obviously take the kids away, and we get these quiet spells. But I'm hoping today we start to see some moves again. Maybe probably. Well, obviously we've got the French stuff going on, but maybe we return back to maybe dollar focus for a while. And you know, I think that's
the
what
Fed
we're
coming through. I mean, is that done?
Yeah. You know, they're still saying we're going to have 2 rate rises this year, aren't we? So, I mean, there's a ifs, are we, aren't we? You know, but they keep stating that we definitely are. But does it warrant it? I'm not too sure. And I don't know. I think there's a lot of uncertainty in the markets at the moment. And I think pretty much, like I said last week, we're not in a, all right, you know, sterling's going up or the euro's going higher or lower. And that's why I'm playing it. It's a jobbers market, as we said. And that's, we're still in a jobbers market at the moment. And until we come outside of this sort of miniature range we're in, then I suggest that's where we continue.
So you're just sitting there in front of the screen. You're a day trader. You have your levels, and you
place. Yeah, I'm.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm flat at the moment. I'm not taking a view. I'm not. You know, as I've always said, you know, if you take the view that the dollar's going higher, then you've already taken away 50% of your money making chances, haven't you? Because you're only trading one way. But as you play the ranges, and there are plenty of ranges around as well. Dollar yen's trading, you know, sort of. Well, 109.60, 1 at the moment, 110.50. And cable at the moment, obviously 27.50, 26.50 if it goes down there again. But like I said, I think sterling is in a spell where we are going to be trading lower for cable and euro sterling, or higher, obviously, euro sterling for some time now. I think we're in a new sort of range for cable. For the time being, and we're going to struggle to 132.50. You know, if it went up there, I'd sell everything I got, and especially if it went to 135, I'd put the house on it. You know, but
so the trend that there's a weakness there underneath it.
Yeah, there's got to be, hasn't there? I would have thought. I just think the you know, obviously we're, you know, politically unstable at the moment, you know, we've got 2 years of negotiations, and I suggest we'll probably, you know, just remain under pressure until that's all out the way. So that's what I'm expecting sterling to probably stay down these ways for quite some time now. Listen, that doesn't discount the odd spike and stuff like that, but I just think that's my general feel for the moment.
Stephen Woodcock, Head of Risk Management at TerraFX. Thanks for coming today.
Thank you, sir.